We do this every Tuesday, breaking down the updates in the market, and there's a lot of movement once again. This is Bet Sweats Show. Oh, Sammy P, Bet underscore Sweats on X, Sam at SP Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. We'll get to the MLB games, wild card games today in 20 minutes from right now. Start to look at those series prices as well. But, Sam, we quickly mentioned it yesterday, and then we realized, oh, wait, we got another new favorite. Looky here. Biggest win of the weekend, you're going to be the new favorite. So every week so far, we've had a new favorite, and right now it's Oregon's Dante Moore. And the second favorite, Alabama's Ty Simpson, which you told people to get out ahead of if you're going to be backing Alabama and you like Alabama going the rest of the way, that Simpson was going to be in the mix. And he is in the mix at around plus 850 as the second favorite. Third favorite, I'm seeing Jeremiah Smith. It kind of depends where you end up looking, but Smith is the only non-quarterback anywhere near the top of the leaderboard.
What makes me nervous about somebody that doesn't have Dante Moore is that the schedule is very easy the rest of the way. Mm. So you get through Penn State, awesome win on the road, whiteout, night game, Happy Valley. Great win. Moore was okay. At 248 passing yards, it's okay. Three touchdowns, no picks. That's really good. And then he had 35 rushing yards. Is that a Heisman performance? Maybe. Problem is, you look at that schedule. They play Indiana in a couple weeks. That's a big game for them, but it's in Autzen. At Rutgers, Wisconsin, at Iowa, home against Minnesota and USC, at Washington to end the season. If you have anybody that isn't Dante Moore, whether it be Carson Beck or John Mateer or Jeremiah Smith or Ty Simpson or whoever, Mendoza, Pavia, Marcel Reed, it doesn't matter. You need Oregon to slip up, right? I mean, they go 12-0.
Yep.
It's going to look really nice for Dante Moore to take over this Oregon team and take them right back to a 12-0 record. Dylan Gabriel was in the room last year for the Heisman. Didn't win it, but he was there. I think people think this team is better, and there's a chance that Dante Moore doesn't lose a single game. If you're holding somebody else, you need a loss. A loss would be great, whether it be against Indiana or that last week maybe at Washington, Saturday, November 29th. That's my fear now. I have some good tickets at good prices. I'm starting to get a little nervous that Oregon is going to just run the table, and then they'll go, oh, here, Dante Moore, Heisman Trophy winner.
What if Mendoza beats Moore? Is he the favorite?
I hope that happens.
Because I have no more as well.
Because you know Indiana at some point is going to lose too. Indiana's got, yep. I don't want to say a much tougher schedule, but they got to go to Penn State later in the season. Indiana, awesome season so far, 5-0. Got to go to Oregon, got to go to Penn State. So, yes, a loss for Oregon to Indiana would be awesome. And then Mendoza, four picks at Penn State, please.
There's a lot that needs to happen. So yeah, so it's Moore and Simpson at the very top. I mentioned Jeremiah Smith. Beck did not play. He's just kind of lurking there. He's in the top five as the odds go. You know, he was like higher and then slipped back and then didn't play. So you understand why he's just hanging out there, but still in the top five. So is Mendoza. And then you kind of get to the next tier. Obviously, we're all going to focus on the tickets that we have in pocket. I'll just say this. Mateer, right after the injury, he was 100-1. He has a surgery, 80-1. Yesterday, 66-1. Today, 40-1. That's your best number. A lot of places are shorter in the 30s. Nothing's changed in a week outside of the surgery. Like nothing timeline wise, there have been rumors out there, but it's gone from 100-1 to 40-1 in a week. We know he's not playing this Saturday, and they said he's probably, they didn't announce he's out for the Texas Oklahoma game, but given the timeline that they put out there, it suggested that he was not going to be ready for that game. but it goes from 100 down to 40, the best number this morning.
I would say the two players this weekend that have awesome opportunities to climb the board, number one would be Diego Pavia. I mean, that goes without being said. Vanderbilt goes into Bama. Bama just had a huge win. Bama beats Georgia in Athens. Now Bama's back. Simpson's awesome. DeBoer on life support maybe after Florida State. Now DeBoer's good. Now he's walking around with his chest out. What if Vanderbilt beats Bama?
Again?
You know, if that happens, it'll be the Pavia show. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not calling my shot. Bama's a 10.5, 11-point favorite right now. BetMGM has 10.5. That said, Diego Pavia had his way with this defense last year. And they carried the goalposts around Nashville. I mean, he was very good. Those dual-threat quarterbacks give Alabama issues because you got to cover sideline to sideline. If they win, I'm looking at BetMGM right now. They have Pavia at 15-1. If they beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa, he goes to 7-1, 8-1. He has to. If they win. If they win.
Okay.
The other one. Then, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
No, just on Pavia. I was thinking about it. Like, the numbers are adding up so far. And he's had one game where he can sort of impress South Carolina. But now it's coming out that, okay, maybe they're not as good as some people were thinking. But, like, as far as, like, popping with numbers, he's second in EPA in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Second. He's tied for second in QBR as well. And it's not just Bama. It's Bama, then LSU, Missouri, in Austin. Like, the next month, he could – there's a scenario where he's the favorite for the Heisman Trophy, given what is in front of him for the next month. But – like, I think something we're going to keep going back to is, do you have to be in the playoff? Now that we're at this many teams and we expect it to be a quarterback that wins it, do you have to be a quarterback that is one of 12 teams in the playoff? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because we don't have a large enough sample size. I kind of lean yes, but you're right. Like, this is the name that I was targeting when you're right, looking at things and what's to come in the next month. And then Auburn, Kentucky, things ease up a little bit down the final stretch. But yeah, there's a world where he's the favorite in a couple weeks.
I don't know that I'm going to bet him. Yeah. I'm just throwing out the possibility there. And if he does become a serious contender in a couple weeks, you're going to start to hear more about this kid. And that's when voters tend to get emotional or they tend to buy into the story. I don't think a lot of people realize this. I do because I bet on him when he was playing here. Diego Pavia started his college career at New Mexico Military Institute. I remember because I bet on him when he was there. And then after that, he goes to New Mexico State. And then after New Mexico State, he goes to Vanderbilt, the mighty SEC. And if he can slay Bama the second time, that's a big runway for him. And you're going to hear a lot about his career and his adversity and his mom and all that stuff. It all plays into it. When the success comes, the stories follow. The other one, this is a huge game for Miami, Florida State. Now, look, you missed the best numbers on Beck, obviously. I see MGM has 9. Other books have 10 and 12. But if he helps Miami blow out Florida State, he's going to be the favorite. He will be. As a Miami guy that has enough Beck stock and Hurricane playoff stock, I hate that Florida State just lost. I hate it. I would rather Florida State have torqued Virginia and come in all high and mighty and then get leveled by Miami. My big fear is that Florida State shows the dog, shows that hunger, and upsets Miami, at which point Carson Beck then goes from 9-1 10-1 to 20-1. I am terrified about that, Joe.
Do you think he can win if they lose this weekend?
Don't feel great about it. Probably not.
Like, I'm looking at the road. Like, where is he going to be able to impress?
This is probably it. Louisville, like, that's it. Probably.
There's no other ranked games left, current ranked teams left on their last seven games. None.
Yeah. And if people look at him at the end of the year and say, oh, well, they lost their biggest game, although I would argue beating Notre Dame week one was a bigger game.
Agree.
Losing to an in-state rival on national television midway through the season, that game will be pedestaled more than a week one game against Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yep. Beating up, yeah, NC State, Va Tech, Pittsburgh at the end of the year. If you're in a race with somebody else, is that going to lock it in? That's going to be tough. I think you're right that if they lose this game on Saturday night, it's going to be really tough. He's going to kind of drop out. Like, his number's going to free fall, and then it's just kind of be stuck in no man's land because it's not like, oh, wow, well, did you see the game he had against Stanford? Like, okay. You know, Louisville, both at home. Like, how is he going to pop? He popped because of Notre Dame. That's what happened. And then against South Florida, a team that was getting a lot of hype, goes for 340. Beat their ass. Like, okay, now you skyrocket up the charts. They lose. He falls back into the 20s, 30s, whatever, and it's going to be hard to get back. So, yeah, I think that's the case, that if they lose this weekend, he's going to drop out.
I still laugh, maybe unfairly. I still laugh when you scroll through this list. I have the MGM list up right now, and you're like, oh, yep, uh-huh, yep, yep. Oh, 20-1, Arch Manning. Which makes me laugh.
20?
Yeah, 20. You should be 80-1.
I was going to make a joke like, oh, is Arch close? Like, I assume, yeah, I was assuming he's 40, 50 at least.
He should be much higher, but that's the name. It's all the name, and it's the liability that's built in. So there was this study, sort of like this poll, that was asking football fans, who's important? Which guys move the meter? I was in a meeting about this yesterday. In the NFL, it's mostly quarterbacks and Travis Kelce, naturally. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yep. God. In college football, it's mostly coaches. And the two coaches that click more than any coaches are Dabo Swinney and Bill Belichick. That's just how people view. That's who people know. Okay? The most recognizable college football player is Arch Manning. Why?
Yeah.
Why? But that's what people know.
Last name.
Because we've been trained. We've been trained. Those are the three biggest names in college football right now. Bill Belichick, who's been there for a cup of coffee. Dabo Swinney, who has been awful this year. And Arch Manning. Those are the names.
Wow. Well, the big names have left in the last few years, too. So that's right. Like, you think about a few years ago, you asked this very question, and it's very different responses. Guys that aren't coaching any longer. Wow. That's amazing. The Arch thing, though, we get it. Like, all summer, it's put into your brain. He's going to win the Heisman. He's the next coming. He's going to be the number one pick in next year's draft. Okay. Probably not going to be in next year's draft at this point right now. That's amazing. Yeah. Media can do a lot. Hype can do a lot. Commercials, all that stuff. If Ohio State is the best team in the nation, if that's clear at the end, does Julian Sain have a legit chance?
I don't think so. I don't think they let him do enough. It almost feels when you watch him that they don't trust him. They trust their defense, and if they need to make a big play, they'll open it up. But from here, from where I sit, it looks like Ryan Day is going to just trust the defense and let him do just enough. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense in looking for spots that would really grab people's attention. They host Penn State early November. You know, of course, the game at the end of the year, it's at the big house, but yeah, it would be tough on him. I don't know. I think Pavia, I think you're right on that. That's the one this week that has our attention. We're not telling you to bet on Pavia. We're just saying, look, here's the scenario. And in a couple weeks, if everything is right in Pavia's world, he could be the favorite or like top two, top three with Moore and Simpson.
Yeah, Marcel Reed's another one. Those two have the same price right now at BetMGM. Marcel Reed, Diego Pavia. They weren't even near the top of the board. Think about all those guys. Let's go back to the summer. Arch Manning, Cade Klubnik, DJ Lagway, Garrett Nussmeier.
Nah. Wow. Dude, it's every year, man. This happens every year. It's like James Franklin stuff going on with the Heisman Trophy. All right, today's MLB wildcard games on the other side, the BetMGM Network.